This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. Local businesses are the lifeblood of everything we do. You know, they shape how we work, they mold how we interact, and they create opportunities for people in business. And of course, today I am glad to be with Tyler McGee. He is the owner of Coosa Valley Recycling. Tyler, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Glad to be here.
First of all, tell us a little bit about Tyler McGee, because I'm going to tell you, I've been to Coosa Valley Recycling several times before, and Tyler McGee is on the go.
That comes with the territory of what we do. It's a very aggressive business. You got to have an aggressive approach.
And of course, all the way from Birmingham, really, to Auburn, the 280 corridor. But sure. Coosa Valley Recycling is a place just down southeast of Sylacauga on Highway 280. What is it, maybe 5 or 6 miles?
6 miles.
And of course, nice place there on the left when you're going toward Ellic City from Sylacauga. First of all, tell us a little bit. I know you're married and got two girls, right?
I have two wonderful girls that are just fantastic. Wasn't sure, before you have kids and then you have daughters, and that's kind of scary, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love having daughters, and my wife jokes, you're like the manliest man that I've ever met, and you've got two daughters,
So six and two, right?
Six and two.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Well, and of course, I know I had two boys, and they were the same age. They weren't twins. We adopted one, but they graduated together. And, people that didn't know, they actually thought they were twins, but they played ball together and did, a lot of things together. So when you times it time two, it gets a little hectic. But tell us a little bit about Coosa Valley Recycling and what you guys do there.
Yeah, sure. We are a scrap metal processing and packaging facility. We're a mill direct recycling facility. So our core business is to service manufacturing, fabrication, mechanical and industrial contractor work, which there happens to be a lot of this corridor.
Yes.
A lot of manufacturing, which is great for our business. So what we do is we take byproduct of a manufacturing process, and we process it and package it based off of its chemistry, density, ferrous, non-ferrous metals. We sort those out and package them up for direct resale to a mill that best fits that material.
And of course, Coosa Valley Recycling, since I've known where it is and have gone several times, you've grown so much. I think now you told me you have 11 employees.
Yes.
Wow. That's
11 now. It varies anywhere from 9 to 13, I guess, just depending on, finding men to work.
It's, right.
That's a challenge.
And that gets harder in our society today. I see the younger when I call the younger generation, they're not used. A lot of them are not used to working outside.
True.
And most of them are inside with either a computer or some kind of gadget in their hand. But tell me, what is one thing you like about your job? When Tyler McGee gets up and goes to work every day, what's something that keeps you going? Because I know you're a fast paced guy.
Yeah, I fell in love with it because of the pace, and then also there's no monotony. It's something new every day.
Right.
We do something different. It's not only we don't just buy the same material from the same people every single day. We service everybody from logging industry to quarry industries to mechanical and industrial contractors who are demoing things. We do demolition. It's just such a broad spectrum of something new every day. Is a new challenge every day, and I like that. If I did the same thing every single day, I Yeah, that's just not me. I couldn't do that.
Well, I think you were telling me off air too that when you first started was around 100 tons a week, and now it's up to what, 1,500 tons?
There was, when I took that over, they were only doing about 100 tons of ferrous scrap a month outbound, which would be finished product. And now we have the capacity to do 1,500 plus.
Wow.
I would say on average, we're pretty close to that 1,500 number. Sometimes we do more. Sometimes we do less. It's all based on market conditions. Those, you know, scrap market ebbs and flows every month. It's up, it's down. It's, you know, it's, yeah, it, that's a challenge, another challenge on its own, keeping up with that. And,
well, I know also something that is probably challenging for you. You talked about finding employees, but when you have 10 or 11 employees, and you do something different every day, they're outside, they're in the weather, they're demolition, how do you lead that those people to help them enjoy what they do?
I've always been a big believer in servant leadership. Mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, I go to my guys and ask them what can I do for you so I can help you do your job better. I'm always available for questions. You know, anytime they need anything, I get out there and I work with them. I change truck tires with them, and I change shear blades, and I run machines. I drive trucks. I work with, you know, I get down in the mud and work with them.
And when you do that, from somebody who has been in the corporate world as far as you know, different companies that manufacture things, mm-hmm. when your boss or your supervisor or even your owner like yourself gets out there and gets your hands dirty, and it just makes people want to work that much harder for you.
It does. It makes earning their respect just go so much easier. I'm like you mentioned, the corporate environment. I've worked in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really tough for me because I felt like I was just treated like a number.
Yeah, you kind of strapped.
Right. And I worked for some people at different times that were kind of thrown in there from other sectors of a big corporation that really didn't know what they needed to know to be good at recycling. And that was really frustrating. And I started out working in a private company doing mm-hmm. this. And so I experienced both sides of that. And I made the choice to do this back in a private sector and do it for myself, just from learning from those experiences.
And now you know that when you get in there with your guys like that, it just goes so much further with them. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step aside and take a little break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Tyler McGee from Coosa Valley Recycling right here on Businesses in Our Backyard.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm talking with Tyler McGee of Coosa Valley Recycling. I'm Dave McCurley here on Businesses in Our Backyard. Tyler, we've talked about how you help your guys out there, but I wanted to ask you too, what is one thing about Coosa Valley Recycling that the public may not know? Do you give individuals the opportunity to bring you things, or is that not part of your what you want to do?
Oh, no, we definitely service that market also. You know, we are open for retail sales, which is what I would call, what we call, just in our industry, is what we call peddler scrap, which is just mm-hmm. people who are cleaning out their garage, or they got a washing machine.
What are some of the things that you see come in like that?
Everything. If it's made of metal, we buy it. Cars.
Wow.
You know, any household appliances. You know, if it's made of metal, we'll buy it.
Yeah.
So,
well,
as long as it won't blow up on us. You know?
Well, also, too, something I wanted to ask you, being the owner of your business, and mm-hmm. and I consider you to be a younger guy, You're very, very determined in what you want to do. So I'm going to ask you, when you get to be my age, I'm 56, okay, and I'm looking at retirement. I'm still a good ways away, but
sure.
Where would you like to see Coosa Valley Recycling when you get to be close to retirement age, say 15, 20 years from now? Where would you like to see Coosa Valley Recycling?
Fully confident the business can continue to grow at the pace it's grown. I don't see any issue why it can't double in size from where it is today. It's just a matter of time, effort, energy, and
getting the right people.
Yeah, I was going to say, the right getting the, acquisition of the right employees. And it's amazing what one good guy can do for your business. When he's got the right guy in the right spot, it really provides you with an opportunity to build a lot around him. If that guy's dependable, he's safe. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lot of guys like that. I really do. The crew I have now, I'm incredibly thankful for. I treat them very, very, very well.
Well, I'm going to ask you, let's say there's a guy out there that would love to get into that kind of business and wanted to come talk to you. Do you have websites or phone numbers or anything that they can come and talk to you?
No, I don't have a website or I hadn't really got to the point where I'm ready to kind of raise my flag
right
in that area. It's not that I'm trying to be quiet.
Sure.
As far as like getting involved in working in our industry, there's a big barrier to that. If you've never worked in metals or fabrication or scrap or anything that's got anything to do with metal, your learning curve is just huge because it's a giant science. I mean, the chemistry of the metals matter, the density, how it's all graded out. That all matters to what mill it's going to go to based off of what they manufacture. So there's a lot to learn there. It takes years.
And I'm going to ask you, too, as far as learning, I'm sure there's probably government regulations that you have
tons
to go by.
Yes.
And things like when you're hauling something, of course, weight-wise.
Yes.
That's probably something that you have to continually educate yourself on.
Absolutely. Not so much of an education for me at this point because I've been doing it so long. But it's just, maintaining the quality of what we do, of our packages, maintaining our transportation fleet, and making sure my guys know who are loading and driving these trucks, that they're doing it right, they're doing it safe,
right,
they're doing it by all the rules and regulations that we have to abide by. It's not so much education for me at this point. It's just,
the following the regulations. And I'm going to ask you, going by regulations and everything, is that the hardest part? Or I was going to ask, what is the most difficult challenge for you in your job? I may have hit you with one that, because you get
hit
with
so many. That's a broad question.
It's so many different things, from your government regulations to your employees and being safe. And I'm sure that's the first thing that you want for your company is safety for your employees and safety when you're on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. The safety of everybody, I wouldn't say it's the hardest, but it's definitely the most important, right? I want to send my guys home at the end of the day the same way they showed up every single day, right? So there has to be a massive effort in what we do, because what we do is very dangerous. It's hot. Everything
absolutely
can poke you, cut you. We buy heavy equipment sometimes that's, grossing over 50 or 60 tons across our scales. 100,000 pounds of one block will come in. Well, if you're not careful in handling a lot of what we do, you're going to get guys hurt.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to that, and how we do what we do to not tear, not tear anything up or hurt anybody.
And recycling is so important to our country.
Oh, absolutely. It keeps the, not that we're trying to shut down mining or we're against mining of any type, but, with all the recyclable materials going back to these mills that make these new products again, that keeps mining from happening, and you know, strip mining, mining iron ore, those types of things, which really in this country has it's been cut down dramatically over the years. That used to be how they did it,
right?
But things have just changed with technology and protecting our environment. You know, the mining process is very intrusive to the environment. Not only what you're doing to the earth, but the fuel you're burning, the reclamation that has to go into that after it's done. So the recycling business really facilitates the production of new metals and keeps us from just stripping our earth. There's plenty of metal already on the earth.
So. Absolutely. We certainly appreciate Tyler McGee coming in today from Coosa Valley Recycling. Thank you for being with us today.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, you need to go down and check out Tyler. I'll tell you what, they've got a fast-moving business and a very, very good part of our community. And, of course, thank you for joining us today on Businesses in Our Backyard. We do this podcast each week, and it features businesses in and around our area. And, of course, be sure to share this with your friends. Watch it. Listen, we thank you for watching and listening to Businesses in Our Backyard. Give us a 5-star rating, and we will see you next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.